Kumlan Lamlak Gemara, Rav Kufay Rebeis, the top of the page, yesterday's Gemara still, the last narrow line. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Mereish, in the beginning, have you thought? You have it? There's a whole bunch of Omar Abaya. When I'll find it. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, okay, go. First, he said, Haidla Moshe Maya Basra. If I didn't wash my Machrayim, we're actually behind. Yeah, so we're start catching up. So Abai said, I thought the reason why you don't wash Mayim Achrayim on the ground, a lot of Mushum Zoyma, because of the grease and everything else. Amali Mar, no, Mushum Deshayu Ruch Rolai. There's an evil spirit that hangs around. That's why you shouldn't be on the ground. Abai said, I mean, at first I thought, Haidla Shokul Midim Miftoida, the reason why we don't take anything from the table, Kinokit Inish Kossel and Mishtim, when somebody's holding a cup of wine to drink. You shouldn't take anything off the table. Shema, who to realize we're actually a day behind. Yeah, so we have to move it. It is. Shema, you have a dark color, besuda. Maybe you shouldn't do it because you might. The guy might get angry, and then something might choke on the wine he drinks. Amali ma, my teacher told me. This is we stopped yesterday. Four lines in the wide lines. It actually makes him crazy. If he takes something off the table, why is he holding a cup of wine in his hand? You don't put it back. But if you take it and you put it back, less than about it doesn't matter. It's not talking about you take it far away. You don't take it far away, less than about it's not a big deal. He won't get so excited or agitated. Eight lines into the middle wide lines. Marbaravashi, the last lines of Ashi. Marbaravashi copied. He was particular not to take off the table while somebody holding a cup of wine in his hand. I feel like he's the buchna, even on a pestle and mortar, the tavli that grinds spices. What's a big deal? But still, people can get agitated and they can choke on their wine. Anything you require for the meal. First I thought the reason why we clean up all the little crumbs in the house, I mean, the house can be clean. My teacher Rabba told me, having breadcrumbs sitting on the floor is a bad omen to become poor. I mean, if you have no respect for food, then the Eibishter punishes you accordingly. I woke up with a person. There was a malach special, malach whose job is to make everybody poor, and he used to hang around this person. He wanted to punish him for whatever reason. He couldn't get to him because Zoyer and Shavra Tuva. He was very particular about leaving breadcrumbs on the ground. One day, he made himself a sandwich. And he ate it on the grass. He had a picnic. I'll zap him because he'll leave crumbs and people will step on it. But I saw after he ate, I see Mori brought a shovel, Akrina Liyavla, he dug up the grass with all the crumbs. Should be no crumbs lying around.
He didn't have to, birds would come and get it.
Yeah, but people will walk over it before the birds get it, and that's a ruach ra, and it's a sign of disrespect for the food. Shadinu lenada, and he threw in the river. Shomei, he heard the malach say, "Come avay dafke ugaver beisay." Oh, that person is outside of my clutches. First, I thought high leshasi ufya. The third reason why you don't drink froth. Mishum yisusa, it's mias. Amalei ma, mishum the kosher lechasim is very bad for a certain sickness. Mishte kosher lechasim. If you drink the froth on top of the wine, it's bad for your stomach. Minche, if you blow with your mouth, kasher leshas is bad for headaches. And mitchi, you push away the hand, kashilan yusa, it'll make you poor. For some kind of shed over there, it'll make you poor. Shishin dalud. Maitekante, what's the solution? Lishakesh kuya, just make sure the froth gets absorbed in the drink itself. Lekas and the chamra, if you did drink the froth of the wine, what's the remedy? What's the antidote? Shikra, drink beer. The shikra, if you drank froth of beer, maya, drink water. The maya, if you drank water and there's froth on the water and you drank it while the froth was on top of it, less litekante, you're doomed. Behind the Amish, this is what the famous saying is, Basar Anya Ozlan Yusuf, poverty chases poverty. Who drinks water? Only somebody cannot afford beer or wine. He's a poor person. And he has no antidote. First, I thought, the reason why you don't eat vegetables that was tied together by a gardener, it looks like you're hungry. Why don't you wait to untie it first and then eat the different vegetables? You can be under the spell of people who do all kinds of magic. Tell a story, a related story. When traveling by on a ship, so this woman, aristocrat, said to them, "Oisum daichi, mind if I sit next to you?" They didn't want to. Amra Milsi, she said something. Asar to Larva tied down the ship, it couldn't move. Amra Inu, Milsa, they said something. Return, Shariu, it opened up. Rashi has two opinions. Whether one opinion, Rashi says they said that some Abish's name, like some Kabbalah thing, and therefore broke her spell. But Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi is like, Mukha Milsa, it's not obvious. Maybe they also knew witchcraft. And they used the same witchcraft. And I'm not sure why Rashi is happier to say that Amoraim used Kishif than saying they used a shame of Kodesh. And Rashi, for some reason, doesn't like it. Don't know. She said to them, I have no control over you, for three reasons. First of all, you don't wipe yourself after you go to the bathroom with clay shard. You never kill a flea on top of your clothes. And that could, when you do that, gives you, it makes you under our power. You never ate the vegetables while it's tied together. And what about the abomination? First, I thought, the reason why you don't eat vegetables fall on the ground, it's mis. My teacher Rabbi told me, it's bad for your mouth odor. I'm not sure what that means. First, I thought, you shouldn't sit under the drain pipe because you'll have some gusts of water coming down, brushes of water, and you'll get you all wet. My teacher told me, you know where the mazikin hang around? Right under the drain pipes. I like it. And I'll tell you a little story, a related story. There were these people who were carrying wood, carrying barrels, freight people. They were carrying these porters. They were carrying these barrels of wine. They wanted to take a rest. Oh, you saw two simazi, the place under this drain pipe, pucker, suddenly the barrel broke. Also, they came from Ravashi. They said, we know that a shindalit broke this barrel. Apik, she put it, he took out a shafer and shamte, he put the shindalit in the chedim. I'm not sure how these people recognized that it was a shindalit who did it, but they somehow or another recognized. Also, Kame, he said, this shindalit came before. For Babarashi, Omle, my Tavadachi, he said to him, why in the world did you break their barrel? Omle, hey, what should I do? Ki oise benoi, they put the barrel on top of my ear. I was sleeping under the drain pipe and they put it on top of my ear. Omle, ad beduch, the shikhirabi, my boys, who asked you to hang around where a lot of people are? After the shani, since you did not behave the way you're supposed to, you're supposed to be in a place where nobody lives. Zil shalom, you have to pay now for the damage. Omle, hashtanami, likvali mazim, why don't you fix me? I have no money on me, but para, and I'll pay you. Cover Lazim, they gave him a time. Kimot, it came the due date. He akiv, he was delayed. Kios, when he did come, Amle, am I law, say, this manuk, why don't you come and do in the time that we were made up? Amle, komili, the sign, anything which is wrapped, the chosim, sealed, the kail, and weighed, money, and counted, less than the reshus of the mishkale. In other words, it's very clear what belongs to somebody, we have no reshus to take it. Adam Ashkechin, me, if I find some hefke before I can take it. So first, I thought, hi, just showing my poom in the chatzah. This is an interesting gemara here. You probably saw people doing this, and now you know why. This is why I see people sometimes tip over some water from the top of a barrel before they drink it. I thought a piece of wood there, maybe dirt on top. My teacher told me, for the shindalas drink from the water. So they, have you ever seen anybody who takes a cup, always put out a little bit of water from the top? Because the shindalas drink from it, and it can be damaging. There was the shindala, the Havi Beira puppies, to work in the house of that papa. Remember, we had some good ones also, Yosef Shid and all that. Also, see, my man, once his job was to get water from the Taich, from the river, like Yosef Gaila, Miyake, he was late. He also, when he did come, Miyake, I said, what's going on here? Why are you late? In the house of the papa, Amalu, Adachofi, my man, I had to wait for the bad waters that shindala drank from to come. Adachi, meanwhile, Chazuni, you saw the Kashad, the my man, Pum, the Chatz, they saw that every cup they were drinking, they were pouring out a little bit. Said, oh, Amalu, have you dined the guilty lemever, Hachi, if I knew that this is what you do, normally do, that it's common to tip out a little bit of water, then Layakfi, I wouldn't have even waited. I would have brought you the water and you would tip out the top. Because that's where they float. Any damage that the shindala drinks from the top, because that's where they drank from. Somebody didn't wash my marashainim. Chilu basa chaza. They fed him basa chaza. Acharonim. If somebody didn't wash my acharonim, hoitzis isha babayla, they sent away the woman from her husband. Kiyosa Ravi, Ravi's version is Yeshayim Hechila Bas Nevela, not Chaza Ben Nevela. Now, Chareinim Harg Nefesh, when the husband found, you know, the husband, Chacham gave someone to watch money and he denied later he had the money. They saw that he had some lentils stuck between his finger. They went to his wife and said, your husband told us that you should give us back our money, and to prove it, he ate lentils for breakfast. When he came home and she told him the good news that she listened to his instructions, one version is he threw her out of the house and divorced, the other one, he killed her. But in the first story, by the they had a restaurant. It was a gzera. You're not allowed to eat kosher. So they used to wash. The owner of the restaurant used to watch. If you washed your hands with bread, he knew you were from Eid. He would secretly give you kosher food. And if you did not wash your hands, he would give you treif food. So this guy didn't wash his hands. He ended up eating treif. Chazer or nevela. In the shach, he doesn't bring it in the side here, but the shach in Simukuf Ayin Zayin has a fascinating machlekes there. That if a Jew has to wear a Jewish dress or not. Because if he wore a Jewish dress, then why didn't they recognize that he was a Yid? It from the fact of what he dressed. Is that Ayin, that B'Shas HaShemad, you're allowed to change your dress. And Arkas of the Sanya, you're not allowed to change. That was specifically given the Eden wear white shoelaces or to wear white shoes. A dress that Eden wore is not something that Eden are tied to. The rise from here. Otherwise, so what if he didn't wash his hands? But if he dressed like a Yid, you know he's a Yid. How can he give a chazat to eat? And others argue. Other Nachmitcha, we see Monosimon is also Rav Dimi. Remember who said what? I'm not sure why it's only a story, but you want to remember who said what? Rav Dimi came first, and obviously, if you go in order, it can't be that first he killed him and then he threw out the house. First they threw out the house and then maybe they went and killed her afterwards, even though it loved Avke, it both happened, but at least it's possible. So Rav Dimi came first above all, Avke, he threw out the house. So Rav and Kotli killed him. Rav Abba Master Chodah Mahani V'Chodah Mahani L'Chumra. Rav Abba learned both stories, L'Chumra, that he gave him Chazer and that he killed him. Itma, we learned, Chameyor, hot waters that were heated up on the fire, Chizki, Amachiz, Ein Noitlim, make sure to wash your hands, Maim Rashayim. Yesterday we learned you're allowed to wash your hands. So Rashi says, the Gemara here argues, and yesterday, Tay says, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yesterday, when you're allowed to wash your hands was below Yatzel letters, boy, according to one opinion, and here's talking about Yatzel letters, but it was very hot. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Noitel Meyin, you're allowed to wash hands in hot water. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shaltis, I'm going to learn Rabbi, I once asked Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, he was very frum, and he used to eat Tadas, he was a chassid, he used to eat even chulin, as if he was eating truma. Amar, he told me, Kol G'day Le Galil, all the great people in Galil, Ois and Cain, they would do it, that what, that they would use hot water to wash their hands. But you can dip your hands in there, and we know that also that dipping your hands is better than washing hands. But Rabbi Yechon Amar, you have all kinds of rules, what kind of water to use for washing hands, but we'll see. But dipping hands is no rule. You just put your hand in and you make a bracha al tevilas yadayim. Rather than al netilah is the name of a keli. Whenever you take a keli, it's netilah. It's an Aramaic word for keli. So that's netilas yadayim. And al tevilas came when you dip your hands in. You can only wash your entire body, but not your hands and face. If you just dip your hands and face in the water, it's garnished. Says the Gemara, has to kol gufa tovel ben mader, when you have to, you can wash your entire body, which you came to me, which is so much stricter. Yet if you can, the chametzvah is good enough. Pon of yod of ragav lo koshkin, surely you can wash your hands and face and so on and so forth. Surely it should be good for your hands, chametzvah. If you went to the Chametz Tveria itself, to the Tveria, please no argument, the Shari, surely it's good. If you put them inside a keli, separate from the water, since it's hot, everyone holds that it's no good. What do you call it? Keep pligi. But what are we talking about? No, but and women, everybody, we just had a machlekes if you're allowed to use hot water. But chametzvah is worse. You know why Rabbi Yechon holds you're allowed to use hot water to wash your hands? Because hot water used to be cold. So when it was cold, you're allowed to wash your hands. So just because you heat it up right now, it doesn't change the situation. By saying chametzvah, it was always hot water. The water of the tveri are always hot, the hot springs. And therefore, there was never a shas occasion. Everyone agrees you cannot use chametzvah to wash your hands. So what's the machlekes? Kipli, the paskinu bebas birta. Over here, they're arguing about is that they made a little canal, a ridge over there in the ground. And some of the water from the chametzvah left and went to a separate area now, it's like a little pond, and it's connected to chametzvah, but it's not chametzvah. Are we goyzer that if we're going to allow you to use this bas birta tomorrow, you're going to take a keli thinking, what's the difference if I take a cup of water out of the chametzvah? Or if it's like a keli, it's no longer connected to chametzvah. Are we goyzer, or do we make that leap, or do we say no? That's the machlokes. That what you say?
Once it got to the side,
it's still connected. It's still connected. No, it's still hot, still connected, but it doesn't look like it's part of the chametzvah. Kineres. Ma'asava, guys, we're not worried. And ma'asava, guys, in the bas birta otomoni. Next time, you use a keli. Or ma'asava, guys, we're not worried. Kitanez machlek tanoi mayim shenifslo mishtiz behema. When it comes to washing hands from a keli, if it's not drinkable for an animal, you're not allowed to use that water. It's terrible water. The water is off. You're not allowed to use it. Bekeli mipsulim is possible, but bekarki was sitting in the ground, shading is kosher. Like a mikveh, you're allowed to. Reb Shimon Lozer, I mean, av bekarki toivu ben kol gufa. If it's a ground, you're allowed to toivu your entire body. Av leponi over agva, but you can't use it for your hands. Does it make sense? Hash to kol gufa toivu ben. If you're telling me that the water is foul, you can still toivu your entire body. Yod over agva, the koshkin should use your hands and feet. El alav the paskinu be basbuta. Surely you must be talking about what? Must be talking about that the water went aside in that little canal. That if we can allow you this, next time you use a keli, massive legacy. I'm going to give it over. I'm going to eat chabadashi and the tilas yadayim lechulin. Why do we wash our hands for chulin? Mipnei srach truma. Why do we wash our hands for bread? Why do we wash our hands for bread? Because since a koyin, nothing to do with us. Since a koyin, we know that a hand, the chachamim made a gzera, that hands are always considered a sheni lutumah because you touch things without realizing it. Exactly. Now, a sheni has no effect, no bearing on chulin. Because what's going to sheni do? Make a shlishi. There's no shlishi by chulin. But by truma, there is a shlishi. So therefore, a koyin has to wash his hands. And because we want everyone to koyin always to be used to washing the hands before the yitzah, you know what? Everybody should wash their hands. So we're washing hands because of koyin. That's the whole thing why we're washing our hands. It's called srach truma, because attachment to truma. V'oid, another reason, shum mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's a mitzvah? I'm going to buy a mitzvah l'shmoy adir chamim. It's a mitzvah, listen to what we just told you. So Tesis finds it difficult, I just told you, because it's not, it doesn't sound like two separate reasons. It's one reason. Because it's srach truma, and listen to what Chacham said. So Tesis says, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha, and when you daven, you're supposed to have, like, what, you wash your hands, supposed to clean hands. Because of the mitzvah of making a bracha, that's why you should wash your hands. So there's two reasons. One is because of truma, and one is because you have to wash your hands for the mitzvah. Yeah. That's the reason. Once a chum puts something in place, it stays loyal and void. They never retract. The Gemara actually says in Tainus, the Eibishter Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Yovish Shokol or Shokli. He gives us and take away. If he gave us, you know, the Chacham gives us an Issa, they'll never take it away. Unless from the outset they said this is only going to be us as long as.
That's right. Unless you have a basin which is God and Bechokhma of a minion, yeah. That can be Mabatha.
And then the Gemara tells us it's never possible because every generation is weaker and weaker. Exactly so.
But a theoretical possibility.
Rav says, no, you know what mitzvah is? Mitzvah l'shmoya divi rabbeloza ben aroch. And according to Rashi, it's mahatoida. Tesis says only rabbanon. What is that? Chesiv, it says in Pasuk, b'cholosh yigabar azov, anything azov touches, v'yadav l'shotav amayim. If he didn't wash his hands, it becomes tummy. And if the Zov washes his hands, how does that help? Mekan som chacham yizam ben atoida. From here, the chacham relied on that you have to wash your hands ben atoida. What does it mean? I don't understand. My mashma, what do you see? The chsiv yodah shot of mayim, ha shot of tarmach answered. It says, and the Zov didn't wash his hands. Ha shot of tarmach. And if the Zov would have washed his hands, it would help. The Zov has to go to mikveh, proper mikveh. What do you mean he didn't wash his hands? And if he would have washed his hands, the pshat, we're not talking about the Zov anymore. Ha tfula boy, el ha chagamah. Over achel, another person, not a Zov. Shaloi shot of, didn't wash his hands, tamay. He makes a tamay. So Rashi then becomes, it's only a smachta. So Rashi says smachta malmi. Interesting, but he starts off saying it's mahatoida, then he concludes it's smachta malmi, which means it is mahatoida, but we don't really have a posse for it. That's how Rashi seems to be learning. And he says no. It's only midraban the whole thing. We never said you should wash your hands for fruits. Elamus from the key is only for cleanliness. So we thought he's trying to say there's no chayv. Mitzah there is, and we already talked about yesterday the chilgun of mitzah and chayv is if there's a time of war a mitzah you suspend chayv is you don't. No, what he's saying is you're allowed to. Nachman argues because he holds not only there's no mitzah you're not even allowed to. Be happy if you wash your hands for bread. We said after zayin. What are you washing for Pesach as well? And Amar Rabba Barachon. Have a kaim the kamei the bamas. What's them for the bami? But Rabba Asi Aitzul the kamei. They brought before them chalkol the pedi, a basket full of fruits. The ochlu v'loy moshi yadayu. They did not wash their hands. V'loy yohav didn't wash their hands. So what do you learn from here? That you don't wash your hands for Pesach. So in halacha, the big machleik is showing everyone agrees you don't wash your hands for Pesach. But if the Pesach touch mashke, so it's susceptible to mekabel tumah, do we also wash just like bread? You know, you can metami maybe Pesach also. The big machleik is showing him. And Shulchan Aruch says that maybe you should be machmir, but a whole year we're not, and that's why Pesach by night. We wash our hands before Karpas, according to the Taz, to follow those who are whole, that you have to wash your hands when you dip into mashkin. But the Chassidim were very machmir in it, like when they ate herring or they ate pickles, they would wash or they would use a fork and never with their hands. Nobody offered me anything to eat. They didn't offer me anything to eat. Usually, if you had only two, you want a mezumin, they would offer the third guy to eat something and join a mezumin. They didn't offer me anything. And body chad chad l'chud, each one made their own bracha. Didn't make a mezumin. Those days, the mezumin was one guy benched and everybody listened and said amen. They didn't do that. Shmamina klas. We learned three dinim from him. Shmamina ein tilas yadayin lepedus. You don't wash hands of fruits. Shmamina ein mezamin al lepedus. You don't make a mezumin only for bread or al micha for machleki, but not definitely lepedus. Ushmamina shnayish achlin l'chalav. Three people eat, one guy makes a bracha and might see everybody could be rov ham halas melech. But if two people, it's better each one makes their own bracha. Tanya namah kitakalun, but I say shnayish achlin mitzvah l'chalav. Actually, mitzvah to separate from each other. When you say it's a mitzvah separate, both of them know how to daven, how to say the bracha, is better to say your own. If one guy knows how to daven and one guy makes bracha, one guy doesn't, let the bur listen, let the yitzah. Tell me, learn. Netilas yadayim lechulin, how much water, how far should you wash? Netilas yadayim, so interesting machlekes. All the Rishonim over here learn one way, and none of us follow what the Rishonim say here. We follow a rif of a sechta brachas. So the this is how the lemshad here. The tilis yadayim lechulin. When you wash your hands for chulin, how far should it go? Ad ha peidah, up to the second joint, which is right here, till here. Ula truma ad ha peidah, and truma till the knuckles. Okay. We're good. Yeah. So sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Kiddush yadayim and kiddush yadayim raglayim, when the kohen needs to go and wash his hands to work in the basin, midrash adapeda, there goes till the wrist.
Why don't you differentiate? Why does it use the same lotion for three different?
Well, then what would Ashi do? And Tosis. So here you have. So for kiddush yadayim you wash till these knock to these joints here, for truma till here, and for kiddush yadayim raglayim till here. Anything which is considered chatzitza, an intersection, when it comes to going to the mikveh, like if a piece of cake of mud is there, block intercepts the water of the mikveh, so too when you wash your hands, make sure there's no chatzitza. Also, chatzitza for the kiddush yadayim. Amar Rav said no. Ad kan l'chulin, ad kan l'truma. He showed that he said that wherever it is l'chulin. The same thing in Truma. He said, Chulin, we said before, is the middle joint, the middle one. Truma also is just the middle joint. I'm going to be Mekel. And Shmuel says, At Kan, Bein Luchulim. The Gemara doesn't show any pictures. What is At Kan? You're supposed to know for yourself what it means. Because it says Luchumra, it means, he said, no. Chulin and Truma, says Shmuel, up to these knuckles here. Rav says to the middle joints, and Shmuel says, no, let's be Machma till here. But Rav Sheish Lamar, At Kan, Bein Luchulim, Truma Luchulim, I hold lenient, that what? By down by the middle joints. He said, "At can till the knuckles, bein lechulin, bein lechumra, lechumra, lechumra." Lotayman, don't tell me that he was machmir personally. The Rav Ami from the coin, who was a coin, he was machmir. The Rav Maisha Bar Breid of Shmuel Levi, Rav Maisha the grandson of Shmuel Levi, who Levi of Shmuel Levi was a Levi, and he was a son of Ben Achaben, so he was a Levi. And he also said, "V'amri said at kan bein luchulin trumel chumra." So the way Rashi learns the Gemara and Tosis and the Rishonim here, Rosh, you're only supposed to wash your hands for bread until here. So we wash till here.
Why do we do this?
Because the Rif has a whole different understanding of the Gemara, and he holds at kan and all that. Pedik is the second pedik here. This is the first pedik. He holds it's not a pedik. This is the first pedik, so that's you know, the ones are lenient, and the chumra is here, and that's how we follow. And when you wash your hand, you're supposed to make sure you get the whole thing wet. Says the Gemara, a person can wash his hands in the morning. If you're not going to be anywhere near water, you can wash your hands in the morning and have in mind a whole day to be yaitzah without washing to eat bread, as long as you don't touch anything tummy. You don't scratch your hair, you don't touch, you don't touch anything tummy. Ravina once said to the people who live in the valley of Paxa, okay, Baruch Hashem, we caught up. The Aravas, in the valley of Aravas, keep going, Atan you, you guys don't have that much water. An abundant supply of water. Mashi Yadaychem at Sifrim. I want to suggest you should wash your hands in the morning, but ask no Elia Lukuliyem and have it tonight all day long. Mephoshim really asked, why do you have to have a mind? Just make sure that you don't touch any tummy, and you can use your hands a whole day for bread. Is a raya that it's not enough to wash your hands. You have to have kavana when you wash your hands, and this is for bread. If they wash their hands in the morning and wash the whole day, make sure they don't wear gloves a whole day, so they don't touch anything, you still couldn't eat bread. Like, actually loves you, maybe could. So no glass. Exactly. So you have to have kavana, actually. They want to learn from here, you want here. You have to have kavana, you wash your hands, that's what you're doing.
But doesn't this... I mean, we're saying you got to die maskani, and you're telling
me... No, that's if you don't think about it.
Yeah. He's saying you've got to concentrate a whole day. You know,
basically. Some say this can only be used when you have no breda, you know you won't have any water. But if you have water, don't rely on the morning, because as Yemi said, it's impossible. You know, better wash every time you want to eat bread. Because Rav doesn't make it conditional that he says, Hassan, go ahead and wash in the morning and have in mind all day. Or we can rely on this, and this is exactly what the Rav says, and we will stop here.